Hi, welcome to a new edition of Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman, product manager in the Windows Phone division. Today we've got JC Simitier. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Simitier.
Simitier.
That's really hard. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay.
So the rest of the show will be in English.
Okay.
But for the French audience, if you have any question, you can send me emails in French. I will answer.
That's right. That's right. JC is a new member of our team here in Windows Phone. Actually, he's been in the team about 4 months now.
Yep.
But he's responsible for our partner program. So we thought it'd be interesting today to have him on the show and have him talk a little bit about what he does. And we're actually going to show you a video later on about an interview with some of our partners. But JC, why don't you tell us about our partner program first? Who are our partners?
So a partner, it's really a very broad term that we use, and we should maybe find a new word. And I like to talk about the developer ecosystem, because it's all the activity that is happening in the developer world around Windows Phone. So partners, typical partners, are people who are creating, for example, components, you know, widgets that people can buy and integrate inside their Windows Phone application when they build stuff.
Sure, like the Silverlight Toolkit, for example.
Well, the Silverlight Toolkit is a pretty good example some other kind of partner activity, although this one is done by Microsoft, but that's all the open source activity, actually.
Right.
The open source community, whether the work is driven by Microsoft, so the Silverlight Toolkit is a good example.
Because you can completely download all the source to that.
Yes, you can download the source, you can tweak the source, you can contribute back to those projects, and that's an interesting part. And actually, in the Windows Phone developer ecosystem, there are a lot of projects that are very interesting. People like our MVP, our most valued professionals on Windows Phone, they are doing a lot of interesting things, contributing back to the community, and so people can share and also grow these assets. And those are very useful not only for people starting Windows Phone, because of course when you discover the platform, it's very interesting to have those useful, you know, building blocks that you can, you know, put together to go even faster. But you have also some projects that are pretty advanced features that are also really making you go much faster when you build your
application. Sure, I know that some of the ones that I've noticed a lot of the MVVM Lite Toolkit.
Yep.
There's ones for integrating with JSON. JSON.NET is another one. A lot of people are very popular.
That's another one.
Middleware.
Yes.
Package. So you would consider all the guys producing that sort of stuff partners.
Exactly. We talk about them, you know, as partners. And then there are also people offering cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about products like Flurry, mm-hmm. That provides analytics
solutions.
Solutions that are, you know, there's a little bit of the code that is inside your application, but, you know, most of the intelligence is on the back-end service that you don't have to worry about. Another company, a startup called Buddy.com, they mm-hmm. have also some kind of, you know, services you can use. And one of the services I can recall is some sort of user sign-up management. If you want to have user register in your
wow.
application, you don't have to write the back-end. You call a bunch of APIs, and most are REST APIs, so easy XML, JSON type of API. So that's a service you can use and embed and to bring a little bit more to your application and to have a back-end service without having to worry about the backend. And there are many, many of these type of services that are available as well, and we see them as well as partners. Whether they are targeting Windows Phone only, or most of them as backend services are targeting, you know, multi-platforms,
right.
any kind of smartphone devices, and that's, you know, it totally makes sense. That's the broader ecosystem we
sure.
see as well. It's not only the Windows Phone world; it's people building solutions for mobile developers. And it includes as well some of the solutions like we've contributed actually to a project called PhoneGap, which
right.
is another type of project. It's an open source project, and it's also a way to target multiple operating systems using HTML, JavaScript that run
right.
into
your display
a web
service of the app. You can write in HTML5 JavaScript, and then PhoneGap allows you to access a middle-tier class of libraries, like to access things like the accelerometer and the capabilities of the device.
Exactly, yeah.
That's very cool. You know, this is one of the things I think we bring to the table that a lot of our competitor ecosystems don't necessarily. We have a long tradition of facilitating middle-tier development, middle-tier groups, middle-tier folks like this. So, you know, when you go to build an application on Windows Phone, you very often can find a lot of these class libraries and use things like NuGet directly in Visual Studio to add these libraries to your project with very, very little difficulty. So you're putting together some new resources for people to find.
Yeah, so this stuff. You said it. One of the issues is finding, because mm-hmm. there are so many different of these things. So we are trying to start an effort to sort of aggregate all those resources into one page. And there are so many that it's not going to be, you know, one time we got everything right. So we're going to try to build something. And so the beginning of this is a page that we have. Actually, we had a page on our portal, so I'm going to switch to that page. So for those...
This is the App Hub, the front of App Hub.
For those who are familiar with the Windows Phone, and of course you probably know that page because this
is where... Create.msdn.com.
Where you go to...
download the free tools or join and submit apps.
So this is where, you know, you're supposed to find pretty much everything, but there are so many things that sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
It is a little overwhelming.
So we've put that page actually exists. You know, it has been here for a while, but we've refreshed it and then we've put a bunch of things. So we've organized we have a few categories to get started with. We have the partner offerings, and we've first category are the Windows Phone tools and components. So we have companies like Component One, Infragistic, Preemptive, Telerik. And then we have a few, and this is really just a few. The list is growing. I've already got a lot of suggestions of pretty popular open source resources for Windows Phone. And we're listing first the one that are contributed and done by the community and not the one done by Microsoft, because you can find them on other places.
Right.
And so this is really the place where we are starting to...
And a lot of those are on CodePlex, which
many of them are on CodePlex, but, you know, you can... put your project anywhere, GitHub
right.
and other repositories.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, especially for people who are coming from other ecosystems than the Microsoft world, you know, CodePlex is not necessarily the place they're familiar, so
right.
they want to go on GitHub. Hey, why not?
Right, source control is another aspect of these
exactly.
services that people oftentimes want to take advantage of, so
yeah.
GitHub may be one that is very popular right
so
now.
So that's really one of the things people may not be aware, but we're trying to encourage choice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we want people on our platform. We want them to take advantage of the cool things we believe we want to offer and the tools. But, you know, let's face it, that's a reality. There are other platforms, and developers want to target, you know, sometimes multiple platforms. So let's make sure we try to, you know, we make it easy for them to get the right thing and get the right tool.
And like so. You mentioned with PhoneGap, for example, there are other middle-tier offerings as well to facilitate cross-platform work.
Yep.
As well. So this is yet one other way that we sort of try to make it easier for you to build for Windows Phone.
And so...
You recently talked to one of our... So you talked... we had an event on campus a couple of weeks ago where you talked to one of the partners we're really excited about, Telerik, right?
Yes, we had you know, the chance to have Telerik here on campus, Dayan, which is one of the technical lead on the Windows Phone control. And so we spent time together and we put together a little... interview, and more importantly, a demo. So Dayan shows how to use the latest controls, and it's a little bit of coding. It's like a 10-minute demo, but it shows really how the developer will experience integrating the control, adding the control to the code, and, you know, hooking up the data binding to the control, which,
sure.
by the way, is very natural to any way you do coding in Windows Phone. So the controls are very extensible, and I think that's, you know, an interesting way to get started with these things. And if you want your application to look very good and, you know, save some time instead of rebuilding yourself, you can use those, and they are really well rated and appreciated by the community. So
okay.
I think we're gonna add the video demo to that segment,
right.
and people can enjoy and, you know, learn something.
Great. So we'll take a look at that video now.
Sure. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, this is JC from Microsoft Windows Phone team. So it's snowing in Seattle, but we have a few people who are, you know, brave enough and are coming to our offices. And so I have Dayan from Telerik here. So and he's going to tell us a little bit about what they're doing around Windows Phone and the great controls that this company is doing. So Dayan, quick intro, and what are you going to talk about?
Okay, so my name once again is Dejan Ginev. I'm from Telerik, a company based in Bulgaria. I'm from the Windows Phone team, which works on a framework of controls that target the Windows Phone platform and allow our customers to develop applications. So since we started our project, we have already a full-fledged list of controls that are unique in their features and performance. And to make proof of this, today I'm going to demonstrate some of our latest controls and features that we've implemented. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll switch to the demo and turn around and look at your screen.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So I will demonstrate a couple of our controls. I will start with our so-called rod slide view control, which can be used to implement a gallery-like behavior. So if you have a couple of images, for instance, you can browse through them like sliding. There are nice animations, transitions, pinching, zooming, etc. Now I'm going to demonstrate how you can create an application, simple application scenario that uses this control and populates it with a couple of images. And yeah, that's pretty simple. So I'll start with creating a new Windows Phone application project.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, I'll call this controls demo. Oops. Okay, so after we have the project created, I'm going to add the references that I need to access my component. So these are, I'm going to add basically all generic references here for my convenience.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll clean up this code here, which is in the page. And leave only the layout root. Okay, so I'll start with adding a reference to our primitives assembly where which holds this rod slide view control. And I'm going to add the control to the layout root panel of the page.
The name makes it visible in the code behind.
Yeah, exactly. By setting this property, you'll be able to access the control within C#, the code behind. After instantiating the control on the page, I'm going to define a template for its items. This template will simply be an image element. Setting the template. I'm going to set the source for the image to be a property on a data object that I'm going to later create so that I can access the image when I bind the data source. Mm-hmm. Since this control implements some optimized UI virtualization and data virtualization mechanisms, I need to set some kind of special data source, which we also ship within our package. This is done very easily by setting the data source property of the control in XAML. And we will set slide view content source. So this source actually has item source property, which is bound to the actual collection that the developer provides, containing the items which we want to visualize. So I'm going to simply say so. I'm going to simply bind the item source property of this component to the data context, which I'll later set to the collection that I'll provide containing the images. So I'll switch to code behind now.
Okay.
In our code behind file, I'm going to create a simple list of items these items are going to be an instances of a class that I'm also going to create. It will have only one property, which will be a URI to the image that will be displayed.
Okay.
So first I'll start with creating a folder in my solution, which I'll call images. In this folder I will put a couple of images that I already have predefined on my desktop. I have to make sure that these images will be set, their build action will be set as content.
Yeah, so that they are copied and packaged with the application.
Exactly. Okay. And now I'm going to create the data source, which I will populate with a collection of URIs pointing to these images, and I'm going to set this data source to my slide view content source, which will then take it and populate the whole control. That will be done in a couple of lines of code.
Okay.
So for my convenience, I have some code snippets here which I'm going to reuse, and I'm going to explain what are they actually doing. So I'll put a method which is called mindSlideView, and it will use a local field of type list, generic list, which will use the image model type, and it will be called source. I'm also going to define this image model class here, have a snippet. And it has only one property of URI type, which will point to the images in our solution. So after that, in the constructor, I'm going to call the bindSlideView method. And actually, this method, what it does is instantiate our source and create in a loop starting from 0 until 6. It creates different image model instances and sets their image URI property to a URI pointing to each separate image in our folder that I recently added. And after that, I set the data context property of our RunSlideView control to this source, and it will automatically take the source and use it to populate the images in our control. So now I'm going to start the project. And I have a control bound to a collection which contains images and which can be easily browsed. So this control, of course, has a couple of functionalities that enable different scenarios like pinching, zooming, also looping the images, or simply you can also disable the looping and simply display the image list from start till end. And we also plan to extend the functionality of this control and make it something bigger and more powerful, but I'll leave this as a surprise.
Cool.
Yeah.
And of course, that's only one of all the controls you have, and you have a few sample applications that are showing most of them. So.
Yeah, you can. We have a demos application on the marketplace which demonstrates all of our controls, so you can download Telerik examples.
Yeah.
You can search for this on the marketplace and take a look.
That was cool. What else you want to show us? Another demo?
Yeah, okay. Now I think that the best demo that you ever see from us will be the new feature of the list box, which is actually the support for per item animations, which is kind of very common scenario on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many applications, even in the native operating system, has this scenario where items are animated when they're added or removed from the list boxes. And that's why we decided to enable this feature on our list box.
Okay.
Now I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to have it. So I have a project here, Windows Phone application project, and I'm going to simply add a data bound list box, Telerik data bound list box. I'm going to populate it with a simple list of items, and I'm going to initialize animation when items are added to the viewport so that they're animated in a very cool way. So I have here already XAML snippet. I'll copy it that's for demo purpose. So this Zell basically adds the data mountless blocks to the page, sets a template for the items, and defines the animation that will be used when items are added to the viewport. This is basically one of our animations that we ship out of the box.
So what are the properties for the animation?
So basically you set the item edit animation property, and I'm using here at move animation, and I simply need to define the starting point, the end point, and the duration of the animation. And here I have set the start point to be 800 pixels in hex direction, x-axis, which will mean that items will simply flow horizontally into the viewport. And I have set the duration to be 500 milliseconds, and I also added an easing, which will make things look like fancier.
Okay.
So in the code behind, I also have a pretty basic scenario. I have a source which I'm filling with items, and these items are a very simple type, which is here simple class data model, which has a property title, and I'm going to visualize this property into this box.
So sample data, we don't.
Yeah,
nothing fancy here.
Exactly. I have here a loop that populates the collection, and I'm binding the items. I'm actually setting the item source of the list box to this source. And now, when I start the project, you will see items being animated into the viewport.
Wow, cool. Interesting. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
and
so
very customizable.
Yeah, of course. We actually support all our animations that ship out of the box. And since our animation framework is quite flexible, we can allow users to create their own animations and combine them and make everything that they
do. So a lot of creativity for developers. Keep in mind the design and usability, but it's a lot of interesting options.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. And we have, of course, we have a very full-fledged demonstration of this feature in our examples application.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Diane, for these demos, and we'll put links to your sites, demos, and product. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Larry Lieberman and JC Simicier, and we will see you again in the next edition of Inside Windows Phone.
Goodbye.